Welcome, everyone. I think we can begin. We have all our speakers. If you would please be seated. Good morning. This is the open studio session in ceramics, and titled Five Emerging Artists Survey the Discipline. And I'm Walter McConnell. I'm an artist also. I'm an associate professor of ceramics at New York State College of Ceramics at Alfred University, and I'm chair of the panel. And over here is a recent work of mine called A Theory of Everything. It's cast porcelain figurines, garden statuary, pottery, holiday novelties, knickknacks, meticulously stacked in a conical tower, which is reminiscent of a Buddhist stupa, which you may circumnavigate and offer prayers if you wish. I would like to start the panel by reading a short statement to set things up a bit, and then tell you how it works, and introduce our five speakers. Ceramics is a complex, multifaceted field encompassing design, pottery, object-based sculpture, installation, and architecture. In terms of critical discourse, linking such a broad set of practices under a single material canopy is extraordinarily problematic. Yet for artists, this same breadth presents astonishing opportunities. Maligned as superfluous or celebrated as a source of great beauty, the distinctive material presence of the ceramic object is simultaneously its Achilles heel and its Herculean strength. The cultural history of ceramics is similarly critically debased and rich. Its ambiguous status within cultural hierarchies, part applied, part decorative, part craft, part fine art, marks it as permanently unsettled and not yet adequately accounted for. Irrespective, or perhaps because of this very state, artists come to the field and make innovative work. Conventional ceramic themes are perennially reworked and redefined, and unconventional topics are continually explored. So this open studio session in ceramics will address the breadth and vitality of the field from the point of view of five emerging artists. So each is going to make a 15-minute presentation of their work, include some speculation on the relationship of their work to the field at large. And in the course of our presentation and discussion, we'll begin, I hope, to remap somehow the boundaries of contemporary ceramic practice. So let me, I want to introduce each of our speakers in the order that they will speak. And I have some images of their work while we do that. Linda Sorman creates these precarious installations built from networks of continually recycled ceramic fragments and found objects. Linda is currently assistant professor of ceramics at the Rhode Island School of Design, and she completed a massive collaborative installation at the McKinsey Gallery in Regina, Saskatchewan, and had a recent exhibition at Stride Gallery in Calgary, Alberta. She's been the recipient of a major Canadian Arts Council grant, and she'll be making a presentation titled Courting Risk. John Bird casts and meticulously fabricates these porcelain figurines that offer us a visual vertigo between high and low sources. And John is currently assistant professor of art at the University of South Florida. He has numerous group and solo exhibitions to his credit, and you can see his work right now. You should go over and do that at Garth Clark Gallery right here in Manhattan. And He is also the recipient of a Virginia Groot Foundation grant, and he will make a presentation entitled Conspicuous Consumption. Michael Jones McCain fabricates epic narratives that utilize clay as one among many material signs. And Mike is assistant professor in sculpture and extended media at Virginia Commonwealth University. He recently completed an installation, major installation at Grand Arts in Kansas City, and another at Diverse Works in Houston, Texas. He's the recipient of the Nancy Graves Foundation Award in 2005 and numerous residency grants, including the Provincetown Fine Arts Work Center. And Michael has a presentation for us titled Toward Incongruency. Our fourth speaker, Anders Ruwald, builds these marvelously obtuse ceramic objects that draw on the nomenclature of design and domestic interiors. He's an independent artist with no institutional affiliation, working out of London and Copenhagen, though recently he's here from Boulder, Colorado, because he's a visiting assistant professor at UC Boulder's ceramics program. He has several upcoming solo exhibitions, one at Drude & Koop in Copenhagen, and one coming up here in Chelsea at MY Art Space. And he just received the prestigious Sotheby Prize, which places his work in the collection of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London. On Anders' talk will be titled Functional Languages. And then Sanam Imami makes a functional pottery that integrates ornament on a formal and conceptual level. Sanam is a visiting assistant professor at the New York State College of Ceramics at Alfred University. Recent exhibitions of Sanam's include at the Clay Studio in Philadelphia and the Harvey Meadows Gallery in Aspen, Colorado. She is the recipient of a New York Foundation for the Arts grant in 2003. And Sanam was also a lecturer and exhibitor at the Islamic Ceramic Tradition Symposium at Harvard. Sanam will make a presentation for us on function and content. And then finally, my colleague, Mary Draw McInnes, who's an art historian in the School of Art and Design at Alfred. She'll be our panel discussant. Mary's published numerous papers on ceramics, most recently one on Robert Arneson's Chemo series. She is also on the editorial board of Interpreting Ceramics. It's an online journal devoted to recording, interrogating, and communicating the contemporary practice and history of ceramics. And she's going to organize this proceeding and publish it here online. So you can see this and relive it all after our presentation. And I know you'll want to. I'm really excited. I'm really excited because we have a wonderful group of speakers here, and I would like then to turn it over to them. And our first speaker is Linda Sorman.